Well, there's a milestone anniversary that the province, we should all be celebrating this, so I'm glad to kind of bring this to the forefront. School sports, Newfoundland and Labrador, they're celebrating 50 years of delivering organized sports to students right across the province. Today, they operate in 170 of our province's schools with like over 7,000 athletes, student athletes competing in the varsity program and nearly 20,000 taking part in the Participation Nation program. Karen Richard, right to the top. This morning, she is the executive director of SSNL, and she's been in that role for 30 years. She joins us live in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in so early. I know sometimes it feels like it's the middle of the night when we ask people to come in here so early, but virtually every school in the province for the last 50 years has been touched by SSNL. So how important is it?
This is, like you said, it's quite a milestone event for us. Most people, you know, in the last 50 years, grew up with school sports, particularly when you look at the rural communities and all the little nooks and crannies. School sports was really the only game in town. So, and the school has always been really one of the cornerstones of any community. That's where people congregated. And school sports played a huge role in that throughout so many people's lives. That's and so it true. Really, really makes the entire school experience that much better.
And why, like, what are the benefits that are associated with school sports?
Oh, I mean, those are long-reaching, long-lasting, and there's been a lot of research done on that, but typically when kids are involved in their school and in school sports, the obvious is they're more physically active, which leads to a better health. It also leads to, lifelong lifelong lessons in leading a healthy lifestyle, but also in making connections. And those connections are within your school, with your teammates, learning how to get along with others, leadership qualities that are developed through being part of a team, setting goals and dealing with disappointments as well as successes. So there's of course the academic benefits as well, because it's been proven over and over again that the students that are actively involved in school sports and other school-based activities do better in school. They stay in school longer. There's less dropout. There's less of the negative behaviors. A lot more of the positive behaviors.
And in your role, 30 years. Congratulations on a stellar 3 decades. That's fantastic. How have you seen it change since you first entered this field?
Oh wow, it's been a huge change. 30 years ago, when I started, our organization was strictly about competitive sport. And really for the first 15 years, for sure, that I was around, that was our entire concentration
focus.
And focus. And it was only, those who made the school team and went on to compete regionally and provincially that we offered programs for. About 15 years ago, we really saw the need for to fill a gap for those kids that weren't necessarily on the school teams or didn't, maybe got cut from teams at younger ages, and there was really not a lot of opportunity for them. So we started the Participation Nation program. And that is now expanded, and we offer programming in that stream from kindergarten to grade 12.
Would that be Ultimate Frisbee where everyone can play, or?
It's a crossover, really. So we do offer a lot of the traditional sports. But we do offer a lot of other physical activity type events as well. So, when we look at having, say, volleyball happen in the Participation Nation program, it's slightly different. We don't have, provincial banners to give out and medals. It's more about participation based and
fun.
Having fun, having the opportunity to explore the options that are out there. We have after-school programs in that program stream. We have program Play for Fun that the student and the parent or guardian take part in.
Cool.
We have outdoor adventure programs in that one. So the list goes on and on, but it's more about getting the kids, getting them and keeping them active. And exposing them to as many physical activity and sports as possible. And obviously our goal is to keep them engaged so that when they get to junior high and high school, they can get involved in the varsity program, which is the competitive one.
Which moves them into the university.
Yeah. And the other big change that I've seen is, and this came about really, I guess because of the reorganization of our school system back in the 90s. So we used to have, just strictly within our varsity program, we used to have just over 190 schools. And now within our varsity program, we have only 120. So, you know, when schools were amalgamated and a lot of the smaller schools closed, it had a major impact on school sports. Because now the kids that could, you know, walk to their school or walk home after school after they've been to a practice.
We're busing,
yeah. And that added an extra cost and accessibility.
It's more competitive, too, when you go to a bigger school.
Absolutely. So, you know, Grand Falls, Windsor, for instance, used to have three high schools.
So they had St. Michael's.
Bercy.
Right.
And Grand Falls Academy.
Right.
And so they had the three schools, and that was a nice little league that they had that nobody had to travel. And there was three full teams of people engaged. And now we've got one school. So anytime they want to play somebody, they've got to get on a bus and travel.
Right.
And there's an extra cost. There's less less spots on that team. So, you know, there has been a huge number of changes. But I think the biggest thing that has stayed the same, I think, is people's passion for school sport.
Absolutely.
And the difference that it does make in a student's life.
And now just quickly, I know that you're inviting generational stories throughout the month of February.
Yes. So I think, you know, after 50 years, you obviously get to see that trend. And we got all kinds of stories out there of people whose child is now playing on the school team, and they, as a parent, played, and their parent played. So, I mean, we've got three generations of people that wore the same school uniforms and represented their school with the same kind of pride that you're still seeing today.
So cool. How can people submit a story?
So you can just go on, you know, contact us. We've got our Twitter and Facebook. Send in your story, or send in a picture even of, you know, here's you and your dad, or you and your mom, or you and your sister or brother wearing the colors of your school. And, you know, we'd love to hear some follow-up of what that means to you as a family to be involved. And that's, you know, when you look in gyms all over this province, you see the generations, because, you know, you see everybody coming out and, you know, grandparents and parents to watch the games.
It sounds like it's a very rewarding position for you. Congratulations on you yourself being in the role for 30 years.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure for me.
And Karen Richard, thank you for coming in, and congratulations on reaching the 50-year anniversary with school sports Newfoundland and Labrador.